beer at the Windsor Hotel and Country Club. And I am Pierre Lumumba. Today we have a conversation around countries that are described now as constituting the Sahel region. That is Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. In order to understand the current goings-on in that region, which some characterize as a revolution, it is important to understand the history, and particularly the history of French colonization in that region. History tells us that France was prominently present in Berlin in 1884 and 1885 during the partition, and became one of the major colonizers in the continent of Africa. But the French colonization was unique. When they entered into the countries that we describe as the Sahel region, the intention, like everywhere else, was never to leave. And the whole idea of their departure in 1960s was one that was forced on them because of the realities that had taken place during the Second World War. And when in 1958 Charles de Gaulle became the president of France and drew what is described as the Gaullist constitution, and the wave of independence started in Mali, in Burkina Faso, then Upper Volta, and then in Niger, they designed a system that some describe as the policy of the continuation of colonization. So that, in a manner of speaking, the African countries that we are talking about received the crown but without the jewel. Their economies continued to be controlled by France. They introduced the currency, the CFA franc. They were compelled to ensure that a certain percentage of their money was retained in France. They were compelled to ensure that they were controlled from France. That was the reality, and that, in fact, remained the reality in many ways. So that when we talk about Niger, we talk about Burkina Faso, we talk about Mali, we must always remember that the idea was to ensure that the umbilical cord of colonization remained intact. And those who did not want colonization to remain, particularly Modibo Keita of Mali, who was a renowned Pan-Africanist, was very clear in the early days. And we will remember that in order to torpedo the French diabolical machinations, Modibo Keita actually entered into a pact with Ghana's Kwame Nkrumah with a view to creating a country that was unique and which would be the foundation stone of a united Africa. Of course, Modibo was taken out because he was anti-France. And over the years, what we have seen in that region is a continuation of a political structure and an economic structure and even a cultural structure that ensures that France contains and retains its dominance. But we may ask, why does France want to dominate those areas? It is minerals, it is uranium, it is the resources in that country. And some say, and rightly so, that if France were to lose their control of those spaces, then their economy would suffer in a fundamental way. And what has happened over the years is that we have seen a France that has tried to ensure that they control the politics, so that when there is elections, whether it is in Burkina Faso, in Mali, or in Niger, they pretty much are in control of who becomes the president, who becomes the minister, and is never lost on anyone who is keen on looking at that particular environment, that the leaders, the politicians who serve in those countries are politicians who are subservient to successive French administration. And you only have to listen to the leaders when they are talking to these countries, whether it was Charles de Gaulle, whether it was Georges Pompidou, whether it was Jacques Chirac, whether it was Sarkozy or Macron, the script is the same. That these are our territories. These are our foreign territories. In fact, in French, they used to call them les territoires de Haute-Mer. These are territories that they control and territories that must look to Paris as their true north. But what is now happening in that space is a rejection of French politics. Young men have come from the army and they have said, it has been demonstrated that the ballot will never bring change because the French are capable of manipulating the ballot. It has been demonstrated that the population has been cowed down and they are likely to continue to vote the same people. And even if they don't vote those people, it has been demonstrated that the ballot box will be manipulated. And when we saw that wave of a change of leadership in Niger, we saw the change of leadership in Mali, we saw the change of leadership in Burkina Faso, we were being told that a new script has been opened. And that new script, particularly in Burkina Faso, did not start now. We'll remember in the 1980s, the emergence of Thomas Noel Isidore Sankara. When Sankara came for the first time, and indeed, it is Sankara who changed the name of the country, which was then known as Upper Volta, into Burkina Faso, the land of the upright men. And he said, for how long shall we allow France to control us? For how long shall we allow France to control our resources? For how long shall we have independence that is not independence? And he set the country on a path of ensuring that it was self-sufficient economically and in other sectors. Of course, he was assassinated, and that did postpone the revolution, which is now back on rail, as it were. And what has happened is that once again, the ever-present hand of France was evident. Immediately the coup d'etats had been mounted, they were able to move into the ECOWAS region and to tell the ECOWAS leadership that these countries must be expelled. And indeed, as we speak now, the countries of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso remain ostracized within the ECOWAS region. And they too have come together. And they have come together and they have said, we want to create a new environment. We want to create countries that are truly independent. We want to have currencies that are controlled by us. We can no longer have CFA franc as our currency. We want our minerals, whether they are cobalt or gold or uranium, to benefit from value addition so that we can get the real value for the peoples of our country. We want to ensure that we are truly independent. We want to choose our friends. We don't want friends to be chosen for us. And they are entering into arrangements with different countries. Whether that is good or not is a debate for another day. But they are saying, if the Chinese can enter into a pact with us which is mutually beneficial, we'll accept it. If the Russians can enter into a pact with us which is mutually beneficial, we are going to enter into it. I hear from the mouths of the leaders of Burkina Faso, Niger, and Mali, the words that were immortalized by Ghana's Kwame Nkrumah. We neither look east nor west, we look forward. And this is what they are saying. We look forward for the benefit of our people. We look forward for an Africa that is truly independent. We look forward for an Africa that is liberated. We look forward for an Africa which is not victimized by what is described as development, but which is the continuation of colonization. A new thing is happening in that region. And we know as a fact, and it is reported now, that there are other attempts to ensure that the revolution or the changes taking place in Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso are torpedoed. And that is why you continue to see the insurgency in northern Burkina Faso, the insurgency in Mali, the insurgency in Niger. The whole idea is to ensure that peace does not reign in that part of the world, so that there is confusion, so that there is discontent amongst the people. And once again, the revolutions will be torpedoed. Whether that is going to happen is not easy to predict. But the beauty is that the leaders of this country have met, I think recently, they met in Bamako, and they have met in Niamey, and they have met in Ouagadougou. And the message that they have been repeating is, you attack any one of us, and you have attacked all of us. That is the strategy that they have come up with, and they can no longer be ignored. They cannot be ignored because we have seen attempts by the ECOWAS to try and bring them back into the fold. But they are saying that we will only come into the fold if it is made clear to us that we will no longer be subservient to a foreign power whose ideology we know, and whose ideology is to control, whose ideology is to ensure that the neocolonial project continues, whose ideology is to ensure that our exploitation continues. This we will not countenance. What we are seeing in Niger, what we are seeing in Burkina Faso, what we are seeing in Mali is a statement that is beginning to echo in different parts of the world, that the relationship with the former colonizers has been a parasitic relationship. It has been an abusive relationship. It has been an exploitative relationship. It has been a relationship which is designed to benefit the past colonizers. And it is a relationship which sometimes is characterized as investment, but in real terms, it does not benefit the peoples of those countries. It continues to benefit, in the cases of Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, the people of France, to the detriment of the people of the Sahelian region. This is a message that is coming out strongly, clearly, and is a message that ought to be celebrated, particularly when we want to give pride of place to true independence, when we want to give pride of place to true Pan-Africanism in contemporary terms, when we want to give pride of place to an Africa that is truly independent from the clutches of colonization. Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger have set the ball rolling, the ball of total decolonization and decoloniality. And that is what Africa needs in this 21st century. During these difficult periods of trying to fight French control, some will have noticed that there has been a dalliance between the Sahelian countries and Russia. And they are asking, are we not just replacing another colonizer with another? But that must be understood in context. The history of many African countries and the Soviet Union and now Russia is very different from the European colonizers. Russia was never a colonizer. And Russia cooperated with very many African countries in the struggle for independence. And that is why, in the struggle to protect themselves against the French and to protect themselves against the continuation of military aggression, a number of countries in the Sahelian region, whether it's Niger or Mali or Burkina Faso, have entered into military alliance with the Russians because they hold the view that Russia has demonstrated in the past that they can be a reliable friend. Some will argue that that is not a good thing. Some will argue that that is a good thing. But the history is, Russia was never a colonizer, and when there is a choice between France and Russia, the Sahelian countries will choose Russia. And that is the reality of it. And that is what is happening now. But the most important thing is that the countries themselves have a duty to choose who their friends are. The danger in the past is that they were not allowed to choose who their friends are. They were allowed to choose who their enemies were, as chosen for them by France and other countries in the West. Goodbye from the Windsor Hotel and Golf Club. We meet again as we continue conversations about and around the continent of Africa.